always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Don Christian, man, and today we're excited about what God is doing. As always, we about to get it in. I got a young, dynamic group all the way from Detroit, Michigan. They've been making some noise out there, man. I've been hearing about them, man. They've been doing some shows with some of the cats from Reach Records and, man, a whole bunch of other cats, man. So we're going to get it in with them. They go by the name Only One Way. We want y'all to check them out, man. Support them. Also, man, we're going to talk about today's topic, and that's youth in the church. Are we doing a good job with the youth in the church? Is the youth even coming to church? And if they are, how can we keep them entertained? Not only, you know what I'm saying, with their mind, but also spiritually, how can we feed them? How can we really make sure that we're doing a good job? And pretty much, man, looking, making sure our future is looking bright. Without that, we're going to have problems, man. So, you know, that's really what's up. We're looking forward to see what the cast from Only One Way got to say about that. And also, I want to hear what y'all got to say. Yo, this is what we're doing. If you got music, always feel free to go to yada.king.com, click the music submissions, send them like that. Once you do that, man, it's going to be on and popping. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we do it. I got the group Only One Way. Like I said, they're going to be with me. They're going to share their piece on the topic and just, you know, where God brought them from. Because you know how we do it, man. We love to get into the testimony. We love for people to share how God is moving in their life, even today, man. And that's really important with what we do. You know, without God in our life, we can't yada no king. We'll just be yada the meaning, like, you know what I'm saying, some cats from the West Coast. But no, we yada the king, man. And yo, check it out. I got some new music. I'm enjoying the music that we're getting. Man, I can't say enough about the people that are sending music in now. I'm not disappointed. At first, there were some people that sent me music, and I was kind of disappointed. But nah, man, I was like, man, thank you, Jesus. Cass is stepping it up, you know, and that's what we do. If I'm feeling a song, I'm going to play it. If not, then I might not play it. And you know what I'm saying? If you want to ask me why I didn't, feel free. Hit me up. Email me, yada.king@gmail.com or music@yada.king.com, and I will definitely chat with you. I got this new song by the homie Mr. Cold Stone. Song is called Elevator, and we ain't gonna do nothing but go up with the king. You dig? We yada that king. It's your boy Don Christian. Let's hop into this track right now.
Every time I come through, you know where I run to. Any situation I'm facing, I'm always run to. C-H-R-I-S-T, said he never leave me. So I give my heart, my life, and everything, bang on my good gracious. You wonder why I'm pacing, cause I should've been dead and gone, no relation. So stop hating, start celebrating. Another life in crisis, yeah, that's elevating.
I'm feeling in the dump, so I'm headed to the sky. I made my decision, I'ma live for Christ.
If you wanna come, let's go, let's ride. It's our time to be one with Christ.
I'm feeling in the dumps, so I'm headed to the sky. I made my decision, I'ma live for Christ.
If you wanna come, let's go, let's ride. It's our time to be one with Christ.
Step on that elevator, y'all. We get up on that elevator, y'all.
Jesus Christ, we love
him. He is our elevator.
Woo! Let's give it to him. Hey, I will never be on it. See, had it said, I'll never be on it. Slide on Christ, don't be on me. Elevating my eyes so they can be on it. Oh, oh, he's so amazing that I dropped my own just to join his 18. So, uh-oh, uh-oh, you can't understand it. I uphold Jesus Christ to stand it.
So I'm headed to the sky. I made my decision, I'ma live for Christ.
If you wanna come, let's go, let's ride. It's our time to be one with Christ.
I'm feeling in the dumps, so I'm headed to the sky. I made my decision, I'ma live for Christ.
If you wanna come, let's go, let's ride. It's our time to be one with Christ.
Step on that elevator, y'all. We get up on that elevator, y'all.
Jesus Christ,
he loves
you.
He is our elevator, y'all.
Yeah, yo, this is Lee Sun from Cincinnati OH, baby. You now listening to Don Christian on Yacht of the King Radio. Keep it locked.
He glorious God in the form of a man. Said forward to settle this once and for all. Plan for the loss. He answered the covenant of the man with a pause. Man took the fall when I placed. Not by grace I was saved. Not by works of the law through faith. Not by works that he's all. You're free. Can't pay back what they bought indeed. Can't take back what you got. Even if you try, put it back in your wallet. My tongue was got by the gap when I talk. No, it's praise out of my mouth. I shout when I walk. Back to these called in a
elevator.
Better in Christ, but instead you would rather just settle for lies. Telling us that the times we ain't gotta be wise. You mean I gotta forgive a man and be the third time? Is it cool to cuss me mad in front of your kids? Long as you in church sitting in front of the bishop. You hear him say when it getting offensive. Not about being godly, man, it's just business. When we stop being a Christian, no matter what it is, gotta make a decision. Is it more important to be making a dough or bringing them to Christ at least winning a soul? Stop being the meaning. Let's elevate each other till we're hitting a ceiling. Elevate your kids, elevate your wife, elevate your husband, elevate the Christ.
Above the rest, you are so worthy. We couldn't possibly sing enough. We couldn't possibly say enough. We need you now more than ever, Lord. We will forever sing of your mercies. We will forever sing of your praises. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. As we elevate each other, we elevate you, Lord. We know that nothing would be possible without you. And for that, we're truly grateful. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to express your heart to your people. Express your heart to those that don't know you.
Dre Senior, The Maturation, available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sowing to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Prince of Peace Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way
with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter after M.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship God.
Only One Way, breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready.
Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com.
Breakthrough.
Get yours today.
Yo, that song was from the homie Lee Sun. Also called Elevator. And I like the way that he flipped it at the end, man. He just made it a worship track. You know what I'm saying? It was a nice little, it had a nice vibe in the beginning, and he just led the people into worship. And that's really what it's all about, man. And speaking of worshipers, we got the group Only One Way, all the way from Detroit, man. Y'all make some noise for the podcast people, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make some noise, y'all.
Hey, what up?
Okay, see, now this time they purposely didn't sync their voices together. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good because they all got different stories to tell. Man, this is a time in the show. We always started off like this. We want to know how God grabs you guys' lives, man. And I'm going to start with Paris. Go ahead, boss.
Let's see how God grabbed my life. I was raised in the church ever since I was young. So at first, it used to be like, yeah, my mom made me go to church. This is what I'm in church for. But as I've grown and developed a relationship with God, I became closer, started worshiping, started praising. My prayer life became more fervent daily and dailier. And ever since I had a relationship with God, my life been peaceful. No chaos. If there's any situations that I go through, I can always seek God first. He's the refuge and my strength. He gives me joy through any situation that tries to come forth to hinder me from being close and obtaining everything and the purpose of God.
That's what's up, man. And how about Matt? How did God grab you, bro?
God grabbed me, I have to say, in a youth service. You know, it's something about seeing people your age, you know, being on fire for God. And it's like, man, like I'm missing something. I'm missing out on something. You see people weeping and see people crying. Because I wasn't always in church. I was in church, but it was like more of a my mom made me go type thing. And,
yeah,
you know, I wasn't always digging it. But I have to say God grabbed me at a youth service, and I really understood what was being said. It's something about somebody your age speaking to you and directly to you, and they understand what you're going through. And, you know, I went to the altar, and God has been good to me ever since. So that's when God grabbed me.
What's up, man? And my man Chris, go ahead, boss.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much like Matt said, you know what I'm saying, I'm all made it for the church at a young age. I mean, you know, at a young age, we were kind of in and out of church for the majority of our lives until probably, you know what I'm saying, our teenage years. And we found a good church home that's full of the Word, that teaches nothing but the Word, and really taught us structure. And I pretty much ran with it. I, you know, I accepted God, accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Fell off, as many people do. Went to college, was doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? And then just made my mind up. Actually, the woman of God that he placed into my life that I actually married this year, it really was really the thing that the one person that spoke with me and got that God led that spoke to me to really help get me back on track to where it was that I needed to be, because I was kind of living, I was kind of straddling the fence. I knew what I was supposed to be. I was putting on this act like I was extra holy, you know, in church, but when I left the church, I was a totally different dude, you know, so I was putting this front. Yeah. But ever since I decided to really fully live this life and really do it as a lifestyle and really keep the word hidden in my heart so I won't sin against him. God has been nothing but good to me. He's always been good to me, but he's done nothing but keep me and just elevated me to higher heights, and I'm just praising for it.
All right, man. So like I said, y'all is a young group. What are some things that in your daily walk that you must continue to do so you do not fall prey to the enemy?
Consecrate, fast pray. The song Get It In, I think it really tells it all. You know, that's the whole purpose of us making a song. We needed to make sure we explained to the people that this is what you need to do daily in order to maintain your salvation. You know what I'm saying? So those are the things that you got to do. The thing, you know, if we got to make sure we're building up our spiritual muscles. And if we aren't doing those things that's necessary, then we going, you know, our spiritual life is going to be real weak. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to get it in.
Man, that's a perfect intro to the song that we got coming up. I Get It In. Tell the people about the video, man. How did the video shoot go? Was it cracking? Was it like, okay, you know, did your manager, Audrey, I know she makes sure y'all is working. Was she on top of y'all, or was she like, you guys can handle that? Go ahead.
Well, usually she deals with the business side, and as far as the music and the video and the vision, she lets us go forth. So the video shoot, it came together. It was all of our idea, and then it was pretty fun. You know, it was a fun experience. We had to... Vertical Ambition, the dance crew on the scene, and they lit it up. They lit it up as far as the dancing goes, and we just did our thing. We went forth, made sure God was blessed in doing so, and there you have the video.
Man, that's what's up, man. So
we can
go ahead.
Had a nice little concept to it, man, and it, honestly, it was like the last minute to have Vertical. Vertical Ambition come through, and you know, because y'all miss, like, if you see the video, you like, man, this is crazy. But if you were there when you saw it, because half the stuff they did, they didn't make it into the video. We couldn't really, you know, we wanted to put it all in there, but we couldn't. So the video was crazy. The whole the feel and the vibe was crazy, and I'm looking forward to the next video.
That's what's up, man. So look, we're gonna go into that song right now. I Get It In. Only One Way. Where? On Yada That King. Let's get it in.
Let me tell you something right now.
Literally.
There's only one way. Ready to get it in? Let's go. King.
Yeah, bring the alarm. Satan's the one that's bringing us harm. You gotta get it in when you singing this song. So God can intercede, now bring it on. Ha! Now that's so amazing. Prayer and fasting. That's like saving your past is done. And know you can't change it, but God know your future. And that's so brave. But we don't get into that witchcraft. Get right or get left, boy. Tell me which path. Log in, follow God like Twitter. And he ain't gotta press in for you to get the picture. You already know what being is in, gotcha. You ain't gotta right click to just see your options. Alpha and Omega, there's none after him. So you gotta get it in like the letter after
I get
M.
It yeah. In. Consecrate, fast, pray, worship. Yahweh, every day, all day, only
I
one way. Consecrate, fast, pray, worship. Yahweh, every day, all day, only
I
one way. Fast, pray, worship, Yahweh, every day, all day, only.
I left the sin a long, long time ago. Now I glorify and I lift him high, justify, cause he's all powerful. Now I gotta get it, but just from a speedy, speedy, but the lifestyle that I'm living, even living for the Lord.
Pray and prostrate on the floor, know that he is giving you everything that you need and more. Yeah, this is a lifestyle, and I'm a son of God, so you should know that I am God's child.
Hey, so I praise and I clap, cause he saved me above 40 stripes on his back. Hey, hey. So amazed at the fact that I gave him my all and he gave it right back.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, gon' provide now. So ain't no need for you never to keep the top now. Cause if you do, then you the one that's gon' be tied down. So let his presence come and fill us all around now.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, only one way. Consecrate, fast, pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, only one way.
Now I pray real loud to my focus. Yeah, fast pray, consecrate. Be on time for your God, I can never be late. My praise stays on, it'll never take breaks. I get it in, only saints like David. I get it in.
Consecrate, fast pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, only one way. Consecrate, fast pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, only one way.
What's up, America? It's your boy, Fulfiller of Genuine Life. I'm over here chilling with my boys, Frog and Don Christian, in Yada Da King Studios. And I just want to encourage y'all, man, if you ain't got no banging music to listen to, direct your mouse over to iTunes and download the show. You already know what it is. It's Yada Da King Radio. Life.
First question I am requesting, do you know the Lord Christ as your best friend? John 15, I'm more than a servant, I'm just commenting. How he brought me in, Colossians 2, he bought me sins. Yes, now I'm free up in the Savior. Following that light got me looking in the manger. To be wise, I'm lifting up my eyes, cause he's sitting next to God who I'm trying to make famous. Just wanna make him famous. Nothing you can do, even Obama couldn't change this. And he's the God of ages. He gives life without you entering them cages, man. Do you read the pages? If you do, tell me what scripture is your favorite. Could it be John 3:16? Let me know something, homie, I'm listening. Mine's Matthew 6, the whole passage. Tattoo sticks to my heart, reside with my treasure. Is God, I try to bring him pleasure. His rod and staff give me comfort, knowing I'm insured for life, bumper to bumper.
You can know him like I know him.
Yeah.
In my heart I hold
him. Shows
me love and affection. He's my protection. He's such a blessing.
That's right.
He is the Son of God.
He is
the Bread of Life.
He is
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yo,
you can know God just like I know him. You ain't gotta be rich or well spoken. You ain't gotta dress up for him to notice you. He wants you broken, he's knocking at the door. All you gotta do is open up. See, me and God used to be rivals. I used to be embarrassed to even carry a Bible out in public. I know it sounds crazy, that's the way I was, but now look at how he changed me. I used to hate going up in church, trying to comprehend but couldn't understand a word that he was saying. So I started praying, was it me or did this man speak a foreign language? But yet again, that's where I was at. But look at how the Lord can come through and fix a flat. He fixed me up and set me off with the truth. He changed me and he can do the same thing for you.
You can know him like I know him. In my heart I hold him. Shows me love and affection. He's my protection. He's such a blessing. He is
Son of God.
He is
the Bread of Life.
I'm just introducing
Jesus.
You see the way that I'm living, cause I'm repressed and I know what you're thinking.
That's really different, don't really get it. I can never be like that.
You're still wondering,
is it really real? Cause I'm struggling.
Things could be so much better. Let me introduce you. Maybe you know a lot about him, but you're still living life with living. Let go.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, that was Level 316. Song was called Know Him. Right before that, we got it in with Only One Way with their lead single, I Get It In. And now we're going to get it in with the group, man. How did y'all even, you know, form the group? You know, what? How did that start? Was your guys' mom like, go write a song? You know, tell us what happened.
Go ahead, Matt. Actually, we started from a youth service and at our home church, Hope Evangelical Ministry. Back then, we were just rapping to fill in a slot for a youth service, a play.
Yeah.
And it was like eight of us back then. We were just, like I said, doing the play. And then after we got done rapping or ministering at the time, the anointing was so high. And then our pastor at the time, he's Dr. Young now, he prophesied to us that we'd be a singing rap group that's called to the nations. And God gave us the vision through him, and now we just walking forth it.
Yeah, hold up real quick, man. One of your guys lost the line. Hold up.
Call from.
You there, boss?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Yep, so he was sharing with us, you know, how the group got started. There was a minister that actually prophesied to you guys as you guys filled in a spot at your guys' youth event, right?
Right, right. Yeah, Pastor Dr. Young had prophesied to us. We actually was in the youth service, like Matt was saying, and we were doing a play, and we had a couple raps parts where we had to write raps to. None of us ever really rapped before, but after the youth service was over, he came up to each of us, which was like seven of us at the time.
Wow.
and prophesied to us that we would have a singing rap group. And we'd be set apart and we would call to the youth of the nation. So, we've been doing it ever since. Some of the people fell by the wayside, but, pretty much. And then there was three. And ever since we really got focused on God and really matured in God and built that relationship and developed a true relationship with Him and really became worshipers, God has really just elevated us. And we've been doing it ever since. So, that's what it is.
That's what's up, man. And with that being said, it's always good having somebody come and share a word with you guys and say, hey, this is what you're going to do. Now, before that, was that something that you guys were even thinking about?
Not at all. At the time, I really wasn't even really digging church like that. I mean, it was cool to go to, but... I was really just in the playing sports. I was into playing football and running track and just doing my own thing, at the time. But, God had His own plan, and I can't do nothing but give Him glory for, letting Him, allowing Him to have His way. Because, I'm really at a happy place. I'm much happier where I am now than where I could have or would have ever been without God. So,
Okay, so that's what's up, man. So were you guys even saved when you did this? Were you guys working on it or what?
We was working on it. I think we was at a place where, well, I know me and Matt, I know Parrish has been in the church his whole entire life, but he was much younger than, us. So, I mean, we was, I was working on it. I was at the place where I thought I was saved. I'll put it like that. I thought I was saved because I went to church, not because I developed a relationship with God and fully accepted Jesus into my life and had Him being the head of my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we was working on it, but it wasn't, to where it was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's what's up, man. And now as a group, what are some things that you guys want to share? Let me ask you this first. Who is your guys' target audience, man? Like, would you guys say you're here for the young people, the old people? Who are you here for?
I think we're here for the young people, but at the same time, I don't think you can put limits on God. So, we kind of just make music, and you'd be surprised a lot of seasoned saints can get with our music. So when we actually go out and minister, and some of the seasoned saints be standing up supporting, and they be the first ones. Sometimes the youth be a little reluctant, but I say our target market is everybody.
Yeah,
I agree with that too. I think you know, we are called to the youth, and that was what the prophecy was. But I mean, I'm seeing is that everybody who hears it is just drawn to it because they can understand what we're saying. They say it's different, and they just love the message. They can understand it. And, you know, usually they really don't understand. You know, I guess hip hop rap, you know, in general, or rap, you know what I'm saying, so to speak, because I guess they just don't understand it most times than not, but they really understand the message that we come with, and we make music that appeals to everybody. I think we really got to be multifaceted in your ministry in order to reach the masses. So my target audience is just souls, period. Souls in general.
Yeah.
I guess that's the best answer we could give.
No, and that's a good answer. I mean, sometimes we can say, hey, we are here for this young group or this people, but we shouldn't put a box on God. And you know, that's a good answer, what you all saying. And let me ask you guys this, man. If you guys only had one more chance for somebody to hear you, one song, what do you guys want that song to portray?
One song to hear us. I mean, exactly what you mean to portray.
What
to make a laugh?
Go ahead.
One more song that we can do with one song that we have already, or
yeah, let's say this is going to be your last song, and you know everybody's going to get a chance to hear this. What do you want your song to minister? What's the point that you guys want to drive home?
That if you don't have Jesus in your life, you have nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it's really about at the end of the day. Forget all the beats, forget my lyricism and the ability that he's given me. Really just focus on and get your life right, because when it's all said and done, if you hadn't developed that relationship and you hadn't really lived a life that was consecrated and holy unto God, then, you know, salvation is not yours. You know what I'm saying? So it's Jesus or nothing.
Come on,
son. Pretty much.
It's Jesus or bust. And now I'm not going to let the other dude slide under the radar with this question. I'm going to ask Matt, man, what would you want that song to portray? And you got to give me a different answer than the homie Chris.
I would just want it to portray just nothing but God. We have a song called I Am, and I think that would be a great last song to do, because the song is like, it's a conversation with God, and you're saying to him, I am whatever you want me to be, but at the same time he's saying back to you, I am whatever you need me to be. So I think that right there in itself just shows the relationship, and the relationship that you need with God. We also say in the bridge part of the song, to make me, mold me, shape me, and form me to whatever you need me to be. And that right there, just being willing to be shaped and molded, that will get you to where you need to be in your life. Being willing, just being a willing vessel, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the last song, or the last thing we should portray, or if it was the last song or anything like that, I would pick I Am.
Yeah, dope. And my man Parrish, man, go ahead, share what you would like for that song to share.
I have many songs I like to choose, but the song I like to portray is So Fly, because basically how I portray my lyrics to minister to other people to feel where I'm coming from, like a testimony of all the miracles and the great things that God has did through my life, and how I'm progressing from where I came from and all my old ways, and how I'm now doing great and being brought closer to the purpose and God that was destined for me to fulfill all things of his kingdom that he already had planned out for me. So now I'm just walking through the door and fulfilling all his works and ministering to the nations with the gift that he gave.
Man, that's awesome.
That's it.
Man, so we getting it in with Only One Way, you know what I'm saying, the group, man. And what I wanted to do is share the different thoughts that each one of y'all have, because even though you guys are a group, sometimes y'all think differently, right?
Right. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody might say one thing, the other person might say something else, but at the end of the day, you guys gonna work it out together, man, and that's what's up. And you know what I think y'all are ready for whatever, right? And you guys got a song like that. You know what I'm saying? You guys got a song like that. Tell them about that joint, man.
And the song Ready for Whatever, that's one of my favorite songs. And the song is basically about, it explains itself in the title, Ready for Whatever. You're ready for whatever that comes your way. Whether the enemy is coming up against you, you know what I'm saying? You got to be built up and prayed up and make sure you're doing what you need to do to make sure you're strong enough to stand firm through whatever may come your way. And at the same time, we got to be ready and position ourselves to receive the blessings that God has for us. So, in the fullness thereof. So we got to be ready for whatever, you know what I mean? As believers, as Christians, or whatever you want to call yourself, you just got to be ready to receive. And you know, if you're ready and you prepared, God blesses a prepared person. If you're ready and you prepared, you definitely gonna be blessed. So That's what it's about.
So we gonna go into this joint, Ready for Whatever, Only One Way, and I'm gonna tell you, this song goes hard, man. It has Don Christian's stamp of approval. On Yada That King Radio.
Yo, only one way. Yeah, you see, I'm ready for whatever, ever. Jesus, God's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart. So here when I speak, we make the ground say. Hey, hey. Everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know.
Then we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah, we ready, we ready. Said we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah, we ready, we ready. You see, I'm ready for whatever. God is clever, I will say. Demons never could ever, ever, ever come my way. Bind them up when I pray, cast them out by faith. He make me Ella, 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 Vae. Hey man, I'm silly man, but really though I'm illy man. A million demons tried to kill me, God help me then. Hey, so God make me better, so when problems come my way, you know I'm ready for whatever. You see, I'm ready for whatever, ever, eh. With that Bible on my side, you know we never play. With that Bible on my side, demons gon' run and hide. And you know I stay stronger, cause Jesus gon' provide. And the beat is so hot like brimstone and firemen. And demons, he eat them up like Flintstone vitamins. And I am in God's presence, smarter than the college kid. Acknowledge it, I'm ready for whatever, godly proud of
Jesus. God's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart. So here when I speak, we make the ground say. Everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know.
Then we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah, we ready, we ready. Said we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah, we ready, we ready.
Now demons, it no matter what you do, never catch me off guard, cause I'm ready for whatever that may come up at your crew, yes. And if you're looking at your boy, then I know that you can tell and see for yourself I'm blessed, yes, yes, yes. Everybody wanna be the one to get the blessing, but nobody wanna be the one that's on the seat. So I'm about to be the one to go ahead and see if you show you what you need, Some say that I rap too fast,
no I don't.
I'd even heard somebody say you took your time till you spent that cash.
No, I won't.
No, no, never. They just mad cause my flow way better. The blessings that you ready, so I grab my umbrella. I'm ready whenever, whatever. Whoever wanna praise, I'm a praise forever. Let's praise them together, however you know my
praise the Lord. It don't matter where I'm at, just know that I'm gonna thank him for all and everything that he has done for me. I was blind, but now I see. From the crucifixion to the resurrection by the blood, that's what has set me free.
Got the helmet of salvation so that there is none better. Breastplate of righteousness, I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for whatever. My God reigns forever. And if you don't believe me, this is what I tell him.
Jesus, God's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart. So here when I speak, we make the ground say. Everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know.
Then we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah, we ready, we ready. I said we ready for whatever, ready for whatever. Said we ready for whatever, yeah, we ready, we ready.
Now lift his name up, hey, lift his name up, hey, lift his name up. Hey, if you ready, you ready. Now lift his name up.
Ready for whatever.
whatever,
hey,
man.
Is you ready for whatever?
You know I'm ready for whatever.
Now if you ready for whatever, wave your hands side to side. Now if you ready for whatever, put your hands up high.
Jesus, God's where I walk, so Jesus on my feet and Jesus in my heart. So here when I speak, we make the ground say. Everywhere we go, and you know we ain't scared, cause you already know
that we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready, I said we ready for whatever. Ready for whatever, said we ready for whatever. Yeah, we ready.
Are you ready for your breakthrough? Stain must not be on. I said, are you ready for your breakthrough? Let's get it.
Have a little fun with it, Trey.
Ooh, yeah.
It's Christmas time. You can feel it in the atmosphere. Everybody's happy, and Christmas lights are everywhere. Yeah, jingle bells and snow angels. Just remember one thing, that Jesus is the reason for Christmas time.
It's Christmas time.
Oh,
Christmas time.
Oh,
it's Christmas time.
Yeah,
it's Christmas
time.
Oh, this is life, this is love, this is liberty. Having your family and friends close-knit, you see. And we sit around a fireplace, thanking God for love and grace we received on this day. Watching little girls and boys playing with their unwrapped toys. You should know Jesus is the reason for Christmas time. Save us.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site, repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop.
videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms. Online community. And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus. Yeah. Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
That's right, it's Christmas time again. Man, that song is fresh, man. Chris Searcy featuring Trey Harris. I had to throw it in. I'm going to start throwing some Christmas songs in here and there so, you know, we can get ready. And as the song said at the beginning, it's all about Jesus, man. Let's not forget the reason why Christmas even exists. And, yo, what we going to do right now, we're going to hop into the topic, man. I was cutting my hair, trying to figure out, you know, what should I do? What should we talk about? And I wanted to talk about youth in church, man. Is the church doing a good job of engaging them? Is the church doing a good job of keeping them and also raising them into the men or women of God that they should be? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have only one way. They're going to share their take on this right here. And I'm going to have Chris, man. You're going to start us off, boss.
Okay. Is the church doing a good job of the youth in the church? It's hard for me to say. You know, talking about just the church generally speaking, because I'm not at every single church. Right. I can really only speak on my church. Because that's where I'm at, and that's where I fellowship at. And I feel that they do a pretty good job of trying to incorporate the youth in the ministry. But with that being said, I do think there's always room for improvement. Because we need to make sure we keep in the youth, not necessarily, I'm not going to say entertain, but really letting them know or trying to get them engaged in, in ministry. Because I think that, a lot of times they can feel like, it's not really a place for them. They don't fit in, or whatever the case may be. We really need to make sure that we're going out of our way to keep them engaged and keep them active. And show them that love, keep them, have more youth serving, have more things that are for them, so they're really the future of the church, right. What I'm saying, we need to make sure we doing what we need to do to increase our youth, to increase the attendance, and to do whatever is necessary, to keep their attention, because the world is crazy right now. What's happening in the world? I'm hearing bad news every single day, and there's so many young youth that's out here dying. I actually work at a youth detention center, and I work as a youth worker, and there's so much that they deal with in so many homes that are really messed up, and a lot of kids are messed up because of the parents. And I just really have a heart for the youth, especially since I began working there. And there's so much improvement that needs to be done. I mean, maybe we need to get out into the streets and outside of the four walls of the church and really, reach out, do some type of outreach thing to in our community to get to these kids, because it's really bad. I think that my church does a pretty good job. We have awesome youth ministry there at Hope Evangelical Ministries, but like I said, with that being said, there's always room for improvement. So that's really my take on it.
Now that's what's up, man, and it's good to see. As you guys are still young cats, how you see the whole thing going. Are we really sowing into these young people, or are we sowing into the older people? We got to remember, we got a future that we got to be ready for, man. And since we ready for whatever, like the only one way, I'm going to ask the homeboy, Matt, what he got to say.
I think we need to have more outreach as far as the youth go. Because there's a lot going on. There's a lot in the news. Just living in Detroit, you just see a lot of different things, crazy things every day that's just going on with the young people. And a lot of young people are actually lost. And young people are doing things out of anger and not understanding. They just grow up and they expect things to be this way. So they just kind of do it, and they just kind of fall into doing that. But to the young people, if I could just outreach, I would just tell them just to seek God. God has all the answers. He knows your divine destiny, and it's better to go to Him and seek wise counsel than people in the streets and doing stuff that you know that's not right to be doing, you know. But as far as the church go, I think we're doing a pretty good job, but I think we just need to have more outreach because it's the streets that's actually hurting. I believe the youth in the church are good because I can only speak on my church, right, and we all attend the same church. But as far as I see, me being the youth actually in the church, being the youth leader, everything's good, but I believe more outreach should be involved.
Dope. So more outreach is what the homie Matt's saying. What about my man Mr. Swag, Mr. Parrish? You know what I'm saying? How do you see, is the church doing a good job of keeping these youth, or is there a need for more outreach, or you know, how do you see this?
To speak from me attending my church, I believe we are doing great. We have very great ministers that is the overhead of the youth ministry, keeping them engaged and encouraged to come to youth services. The ministry, the word is on point. As far as the outer, in general, as far as church, I think we need more outreach too, because a lot of kids are going through a lot of stuff, situations in their life, whether inside their homes, things they go through their regular life, school, and people, they just need to be guided. Some of them might love their dad, some of them might love their mother. They just need that one example or many examples just to keep them on track and give them a reason why they should give their life to Christ, and the reason why behind that, because God will make everything straight. He'll have everything fall in place once you develop a great relationship with God. And once you develop a great relationship with God, you will have a great higher love for God, and as you grow your relationship with God, and you will grow, and He will just carry you along the way in life, and you will never have no more problems.
Right. Well, that's good, man, because we gotta understand that, you know, I guess you guys, how many youth do you guys have that going to your guys' church?
Most of the people that grew up with us as far as youth just went away to college.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of them that just really just went away to school. That's gone now. But we have it was a big gap between the youth, the teenage youth that was in high school, and the ones that are like in elementary school. You know, right. So we have a lot of young kids that's coming up, but most of them are growing into adulthood now. So it's not that many. But they do always come back whenever they do have a youth service. So I really don't know the number, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, point taken, I would think, like what Perry said, there's a lot of things that's going on in these kids' home and just the people, young people's homes.
Yeah.
And I really, you know, like I said, where I work at, man, it's a whole different world. You know what I'm saying? It's things that go on in people's lives that you would never ever think is capable of happening, right. You know what I'm saying? And it really raises the awareness of what it is that you need to do, or what we need to do as a church to really reach out and minister to these people. Because I mean, it's easy to say turn to God, but a lot of people have never even, you know, they might have heard about God, but they don't know anybody that, or you know, they don't know how to turn to God. You know what I'm saying? No one in their life has ever shown them the way. Or, you know, so they don't know how to pray. Or they, you know what I'm saying? So I really think we need to get our church out. Like I said, outreach, I think, is going to be the biggest thing, because that's a huge issue. If the people, the crime rate from young, the teens and the young people is getting worse and worse. The kids are beginning at 12, 11, 12 years old are carjacking people, are in jail for carjacking, wow, rape, murder. It's crazy that these are little kids, like barely just turned 10 years old, are little with guns, toting around with guns on the street. It's, you know what I'm saying? So I really just think that they need some structure and some guidance in their lives, and somebody to really just show them some love and stuff. And I think that's the thing that church could do, is try to cater to the services more so to, not necessarily more so to the young people, but try to incorporate them in it more. I think we do a good job, but I think, it's like I said, it always needs room for improvement, because there's a lot of things going on that we need to make sure we try to target the young people. But like I said, because they're the future of the church. If we don't get them saved, this generation is like dying, and if we can't save the generation, then where would the church go?
Would
the church be in it?
Nah, that's real talk. Go ahead, keep going.
No, I'm not trying to preach out to death. I'm just
Go ahead, man. You can't preach us to death. You only preach us to life. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we don't accept it, then we die. But no, what you're saying is true, man. You know what we got to look at is the church in general. I know as far as in where I'm at, I live in one of the most unchurched regions. So what happens is when the kids get old enough, they no longer go to church. And it's sometimes not because they're not geared to them, but it's just like they lose interest in the things of God, the things of church. They don't want to do it. It feels like it's fake, or it's not who they are. So my whole thing is, how do we get more youth to enjoy church service? Because like I was saying,
I think the biggest thing that hurts religion is religion. I think as far as that goes, from that standpoint, I think that a lot of churches are stuck in tradition and doing things the old way, that they're not apt to just being in tune with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I think our church is really good, because it's really just Holy Spirit based. It's letting, you know, we have structure, but God has his way all the time. It's not, you know, a repetition thing. And, you know, because the old people are just, a lot of old people are just locked in to doing things exactly like they thought. And you know, if you do things the same way and religiously doing things, then your church is not going to grow. It's just going to die. You know what I'm saying? And God, I can find, if you putting God in a box, or you just sticking to the script as you see fit, and not just how God sees fit, then God is not going to be there, honestly, and it's not going to grow.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we need to make sure we keep it. We make sure we got a fine line between entertaining the people to keep them there and really allowing God to be God, so that the church can honestly, truly grow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's definitely a challenge. But I think if we were really just open to allowing God to have his way, then I think that would be the biggest thing. And that really starts with the church and the leadership in the church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just being open.
So check this out. What we're going to do is we're going to hop into this song called I Am. Tell the people a little bit about this song real quick.
I Am is a song that is... Oh, you go ahead, Parrish. You can go ahead and talk. I've been talking long enough.
Basically, I Am, coming from the scripture, Exodus 3, where Moses had an encounter with God, and basically what God was saying is that I am that I am. And basically what we're trying to express, and what we're expressing through this song, is basically we're saying that, God, since you're I am that I am, you're whatever we want you to be in our life, I want to be everything that you want me to be. I want to walk in the path that was already planned from the get-go before I even came in this world, that you would need me to walk into, but fulfill all the works in your kingdom, Lord God. And that's all we're saying, basically. I am whatever you want me to be.
Yeah. So let's hop into that on Yada.da King Radio.
God took everything I was, then he made me everything I am. Now with everything I am, I'ma give him everything I have. Yes, we must praise Jesus. My life's in your hand. You're the potter, I'm the clay. Shape and mold me to the man that you want me to be. As I'm standing on faith, giving glory to thee. As I praise and I pray, pray as much as I can. I worship your name just because I am. Whatever you
So create me to a masterpiece and mold me to the great example of God that I know that you want me to be. A teacher, yes, yeah, so I'm a learner. I shall never fail, but only excel through the kingdom of God that will keep me from the piss of hell. Through your anointing, I will prevail. I'ma see the righteousness, I know my purpose, so I'ma be the hero and save them souls. Watch you catch the Holy Ghost, more of everything, that's what I desire from the Lord. And I am. I'ma fall to my knees. One, two, wait, I just need to breathe. And as I say three, you can have all of me. I'm so sick of stressing, confessing my wrong. Your love is so pure, I just cannot move on. Jesus, your Lord, and I give you my all. And I enter to you just because I am.
I'ma be that for you, Lord. You see, I used to want to do it all in my own strength, but I realized that without God it's impossible. So now I learn to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to my own understanding. And in all my ways I'm going to acknowledge him, so that he can direct my path. So if you wanted the sound of my voice, just point to yourself and say, Lord, I trust you, I worship. There's only one way, and I am.
Yes, coming to you live on the radio, it's your boy Chris Jones. You are now experiencing the break.
You've given me real joy.
Sometimes
sad and alone. But even when my eyes are filled, there's a peace that I can feel. Your love rescues me with hope.
I know you'll never leave me. I believe that everything you say is true.
Every day you keep reminding me
that you have given me eternal joy, and my eternal joy is you.
Everlasting joy, you've given me joy. You've given me joy. You've given me joy. Oh joy, you've given me joy. Yes, you've given me joy. You've given me
love.
You've given me real joy.
When everything in my life told me to stop believing, what good is joy if I gotta be on top to reach it? They told me I could find the answer in me, but I came up empty when I tried to see you to look. That's when you came and gave the upper hand, introduced me to a joy I couldn't understand. I became another man, contrary to the ways of my peers, cause it's clear you had other plans. The beauty of life teaching us such a lesson, like can we overlook our trials as much as our blessings? You bring a joy that will never cease, a better love that will never be.
I know you'll never leave me. I believe that everything you say is true.
Every day you keep reminding me
that you have given me eternal joy, and my eternal joy is you.
Everlasting
joy, you've given me joy.
You have given me joy.
You've given me joy. Oh joy, you've given me joy.
Yeah, you're giving me joy. This song right here is one of them songs by Leah Smith. The song is called Joy featuring R. Swift. I have not stopped playing this song since I got this song. My daughter is 2.5 years old and she's like, Daddy, that's my song. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, that's what's up, man. So that's what it is, man. I was chopping it up with Only One Way. These cats is like Q-Heen, man. They Jehovah Dose their iPod. You know what I'm saying? They got rid of the secular. And, man, that's really what's cool. They focus on guarding their spirits, knowing the difference, you know, that the music may bring, man. And that's an awesome thing. This is what I want y'all to do real quick. Tell the people how they can get a hold of you. You know what I'm saying? You guys got Facebooks. You guys got MySpace. You guys got all that. Tell them how they can. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you? And man, just let them know what's good.
Best way to get a hold of us is gonna be on Facebook. Type in the search engine. You know, type in Only One Way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get on our fan page and hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We actually do respond to if you write us on our wall. You know what I'm saying? We respond, we try to stay in contact and show our fans love. So hit us up on Facebook. If you want to book us, you can contact us on onlyoneway@yahoo.com.
Okay. onlyoneway@yahoo.com. Somebody's phone is like echoing, so if you got it on speaker, kind of cut that out.
Yeah, I hear that too.
All right, so go.
Yeah. You can also.
Go ahead.
You can also call our manager at 248-835-4483.
All right, hit up that manager, Audrey. She's a wonderful woman of God. Man, we get it in. We chop it up. Like I said, we're going to interview her as well. But, yo, this is what I want to ask you guys. Man, plug you guys' album, man. For those that's like, yo, man, this music is cracking. You know, what's the name of the album and how can they go get that album?
The album is entitled Breakthrough. That's the name of the album. The group is Only One Way. If you want to get it, go on iTunes. It's available on iTunes. Type in Breakthrough or Only One Way. Type it in, you know, and then the album is just $10. If you just like the songs individually, check out the album. Get it for $10. If you just like I Get It In, or if you just like Ready For Whatever, or I Am, or whatever song you like, if you just want that individually, you can get it for 99 cents. So you can't beat that. But you can go ahead and support it. It's a great album to have in the collection. It's a great stocking stuffer. You know, so you go Amazon.com. What else you got it on? It's a couple different things, but the main thing I would say, go get it on CD Baby. But go ahead and get it on iTunes. know what I'm saying? Go ahead and download it. Go get it right now. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely worth right the now. Investment. It's definitely... Right now. Invest in yourself.
I want to see your breakthrough.
That's what's up, man. And they said it's a stocking stuffer. So what they trying to tell you to do is pick that up and give it to somebody for Christmas. Somebody's like, how can I gift, you know what I'm saying, iTunes and all that? You can. Just look it up. Google it. You'll find out. But Google, you know what I'm saying, only one way as well. Check them out. These cats is going hard for the kingdom all the way in Detroit. A young, dynamic, but mature group, you know what I'm saying, with swagger, you know what I'm saying, representing our Father, and His name is, you know what I'm saying, Jesus Christ, and actually the Father is God, we know that, but you know how we do it, man, we out of that king, man. Any last words, you, Chris, Matt, and Paris, you guys want to share with the people?
The last word that I would got to say is keep God first, and go and get your breakthrough.
That's what's up. Man.
Last thing I want to say is be encouraged, and there is only one way.
Awesome.
Last thing I would like to say is be God daily, stay encouraged, and stay humble. Surround yourselves amongst great company and consecrate, fast, pray, worship Yahweh all day, every day, because there's only one way. Hey,
gotta get your stocking down with a breakthrough.
Yeah,
get a breakthrough
in
your stocking for Christmas.
That's right, man. So hey, they pushing that. Hey, man, I had a great time with y'all brothers. Man, this ain't going to be the last time, man. Y'all have a wonderful Christmas. And, man, have a great night, y'all.
All right, too, man. Thanks for having us.
All right. God bless. Yo, that was awesome, man, just getting it in with them young cats. On fire for the Lord, man. It's always a great thing to see young people working for the Lord, man. And, They plug in their music hard, but I'm gonna tell y'all, go pick it up, man. They could be doing any and every other thing possible in the book, but they are here working and doing the kingdom work, man. They're doing kingdom business, and man, I praise God for that, man. Only one way, like I said, their music is cracking, man. I'm especially feeling the Ready For Whatever. So if you only get one song, Don Christian said, go get that Ready For Whatever. But, you know, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? If you like the, you know what I'm saying, the R&B feel, they got the R&B and hip-hop feel. Only one way, a great, dynamic young group, man, focus on lifting and living, you know what I'm saying, this kingdom out to the fullest. You know how we do it, man. And, bro, I'm just excited, or sis, I'm just excited that y'all are with us. Y'all, yeah, I'm talking to you listening to us right now. I'm just so excited that y'all listen to us, man. Without y'all, we would just be talking to ourselves. We would just be playing music for ourselves. But no, we appreciate that you listen to it. Man, this is what I want you guys to do, man. You listening, send me a drop. You say, how can I do that? You can give us a call at 425-243-4285. Leave a message and say, Merry Christmas. Yo, this is blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And I want to wish Don Christian a Merry Christmas here at Yada Da King, man. And I'm going to play what you say. You did. And I thank y'all, man. Look, this is what we're going to do. You don't want to touch that dial, because we got a brand new one from Octavia Harris. Let's get it in. And the song is called Wish I Never, featuring Esty. Let's go.
Y'all going to like this one. Just kick back. It's been a long time coming, y'all. So stick with us, and we'll be right back after the break.
Listen, I used to do the drinking, the smoking, the freaking. Mind out to lunch while the pastor man preaching. After in the world so lost, out there with a girl she cost me my life 10 years so blind. Trapped up with all immoralities combined. Hard liquor and wine kept me numb to the fact that I was trying to find myself. I never wanted to ask for the very thing that I lacked. His name was Jesus. Lesbian lifestyle left me in pieces. Why I get into it, honey, over so many reasons. But the point is, my identity was stolen. Enemy hijacked it and kept on rolling. But the blood that was spilled at the cross brought me back into fellowship with God. Like Isaiah, I had coals on my lips, cleansed by the Lord, yet it's hard to forget. And I
wish I never loved you.
Wish I never loved you.
Cause my past ain't nice.
Nah, my past wasn't nice if your girl was off the hook without Christ.
Come on. Wish I never loved you.
Wish I never loved you.
Cause my past ain't nice. See me reaching forward, forgetting those things which are behind.
Try walking on a strip in a never been, and get into a stranger's car and violate yourself with him. For those that heard my testimony, I was with guys too, so far from hope, no matrimony, thinking it's the only thing that I had going, selling myself for cash. Never made love slow, just sex real fast. Keep falling in love, all I could do was laugh. That's amazing why it's been so many years later and I'm still not dating. God working on me, how long is it taking? That's okay, cause I'm a star in the making. I got a lot to offer now that I'm saved, and I'm no longer a slave to them chains. Can't focus my attention on the rain, cause everything I did the Lord forgave. Thank you.
Wish I never loved you.
Wish I never loved you.
Like if I surrender to Christ early on, maybe kids, maybe somebody's wife, I don't know. I can't think about it, have to realize my past is gone and now I'm grounded. Difficult to forget the things I did, but one thing's for sure, daddy loves this kid. He gathered up all of my experiences, transformed them into testimonies. Now I can give a little hope and guidance into somebody's life, and pray that y'all can learn from my mistakes and realize this world ain't designed to fill the void. And if I gotta witness someone, I oughta make some noise. And although I'm blessed, I keep it real and confess that if I had to change and do it all over, listen to your big sis,
what's going on?
I would say yes.
Wish I never loved you.
It is now
okay to rock.
The word says in everything you do, worship him in spirit and in truth. When I didn't have a way, I knew to lift my hands up and worship.
like to invite you to come and join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you could come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Radio.
This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business.
Playing your favorite artist's music.
With topics addressing the issues of life. That's right. So if you want more info, go to crunkforchristradio.com.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yo, that was Million. Song was called Lord, I Worship You. That song, man, that's one of them songs also that I kept on repeat. You know what I'm saying? That I kept just banging and playing because I'm feeling that joint, man. And we're going to get Million back on due to some situations. We were not able to have him on the show, but we're going to get that cat on, man, because he's doing some things for the kingdom, doing different stuff. His music got a different feel. You know, he got hip hop, he got singing, but he kind of brings it all to the table just to broaden the horizon of all of us who are just hip hop heads or just R&B cats. You know what I'm saying? And that's a good thing. I always think that's a good thing, man. But look, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna hop on this topic, youth in church. My whole take is, man, we have a lot of work to do, especially out here in Seattle. And I don't think it's just over here in Seattle. But what we got to do, man, is really get these youth involved in who God is and what God is doing and understanding the fruits of the Spirit, understanding the spiritual gifts. Man, we got to get these youth involved, man, because if we don't get them involved, if they get caught up in the world, we're not going to have anybody to continue the push of the church. And one thing I'm really, you know what I'm saying, standing on is, I don't want these kids to have to go mess their life up and then come back to God. There's nothing in the Bible that says you have to go jack your life up before you can come to Christ. You can still live your life for God, you know what I'm saying, even at a young age. You can have an understanding of what it means to be in God, an understanding of what it means to trust God, and an understanding of what it means to follow God. All you got to do is spend time with Him, man, pray with Him. You know, and build that relationship. And we as a church, as leaders of the church, we have to instill this in them so that the enemy will not be like, yo, you know, this is going on and I gotta do this because all my friends is doing it. We gotta put God pressure on them and not just peer pressure, man. And I would say, are we doing a good job? You know, it depends on what you think is a good job. One thing that I see a lot is a lot of youth that they may all be going to church. They're having a good time in church, but they're only going to church because their friends are there. They're having a good time, you know what I'm saying, playing around and not really even engaged in the message. And we have to figure out what we can do to incorporate them in our churches. What we could do to build them up to be young men and women of God. We see people in the Bible. We see kings, man, even at the age of 7, man, young teenager kings. We see the prophet Samuel. He was a young man of God, and God wants to use the young people because, as the homie from Only One Way said, God called the young because we are strong. And I would say it doesn't always have to only be a concert to involve the youth, man. It should be the youth should want to be in Sunday service like the grown-ups want to be there. And hopefully the grown-ups want to be there. You know what I'm saying? But we have to figure out ways to incorporate them. And I would say one of the biggest strategies is to pray. Is to really pray against the generational curses, against the generational things that happened in their family, against just the whole format where, you know, once they get old enough, they leave the church. We got to pray against that. We got to pray that they can be just be filled by the Spirit of God, even at young ages, man. I would love to see young people praying for people and they're getting healed. They're going to their schools and they're ministering the gospel. That's what God wants to see. there's not an age requirement before, you know what I'm saying, we can actually be used by God. God will use anybody that's willing. And, you know, there's a scripture that in the Bible that people always quote about, you know what I'm saying, despise the youth. And I'm gonna go to the scripture on that real quick. And the scripture is 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. And it says, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Now, what this scripture is talking about is not just because you're young that, you know, people shouldn't despise you. They should not despise you because of the example that you are setting for the believers. So we got to make sure that we are setting a good example for them so that people will say, hey, man, OK, I could tell that this person is a real man or woman of God. And when the youth do that, we can look up to them. Sometimes I feel like today in the church, they're kind of looked over because, you know, they're not serious about Christ. Some of them, you know, you got occasionally the ones that are. But we just got to make sure we're doing a good job of steering the youth in the right direction. And that's really what it's all about. Yo, check it out. Look, this is what we got to do. I want to tell y'all to go support our advertisers. We have DreSeniorMusic.com. Check that out. We have MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com. Go check that out. Also, go check out O1WMusic.com, which is only one way. They are actually advertising with us as well. And we always got TheSouth.com, who's continuing to push us forward, and WestCoastFire.com. And we can't forget them. We thank you guys for your support, and we pray for these ministries, and we pray that you guys sow into those ministries as well. Check it out. We also got, for all you Droid heads, we got the Android app. You know what I'm saying? Now, Frog was a diehard iPhone cat, but now he's a, you know what I'm saying, he's a trader. He's an Androider. So, you know, ask him about that. He's going to have an app on his phone as well. So, y'all, I'm Don Christian, and you know what we doing. Yada the King. Let's go. Because ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So, I yada the King. Shabak the King. I yada the King. I yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So, we yada the King. Shabak the King.